So now we're hearing about Krishna's pastimes in the evening time. This is called Pradosh Lila, which goes on every night from 8:30 until 10:48. This is in Bhavanasara Sangraha. And what's happened is that Radharani is waiting at her home in either Yavat or Varsana. And some of her sakis, who actually had spent some time in Nandagaon in the evening and witnessed Krishna's pastimes over there, they had come to meet Radharani, and they were describing what Krishna was doing and how he was feeling and her separation in his house. And now Subal, who is Krishna's very dear friend, he's sympathizing with Krishna, because Krishna in Nandagaon, he's feeling great separation from Radharani. So this is happening at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. Just imagine if we had our siddhadeya, our spiritual bodies, then we could enter into the aprakat lila, the unmanifested pastimes of the Lord. It's called lila pravesh. We could enter the nitya lila of the Lord. Nitya lila pravesh. Enter the nitya lila of the Lord on the strength of our purified body, our siddhadeha, aprakritadeha, transcendental body. And we could go, we could actually see Krishna's eternal pastimes, which we're hearing about. And we could be sitting there, Subala is there, and Krishna's there, and some coward boys are there, and you could also be there and hear this narration directly. Because this is saints, because Krishna, Vrindavanam Prityaja Paramekam Nagachati, it says in several places in different Puran that Krishna and Radha, they never take a step out of Vrindavan. They're eternally in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Nityadam. Sometimes it's prakat lila, sometimes it's aprakat. Prakat and aprakat. Manifest and unmanifest. We can ask the question, is the sun in the sky right now, or has the sun died? Is the sun in the sky? Yes, I hope so. But it's not. Is it manifest to us? No. So, but it's there, and tomorrow as the earth turns its orbit, then the sun is there, and we're just moving, and the sun appears to be moving. We're moving. The sun is always there. Sometimes it's manifest, sometimes it's unmanifest. Krishna, in the same way, Krishna's lila is always there in Vrindavan. Sometimes it's prakat, manifest, and sometimes unmanifest. 5,000 years ago, his lila was manifest to everyone. Everyone could see. Everyone could see the lila. Everyone could see Krishna. Very few people understood or realized that who they were seeing or whom they were seeing was Bhagavan. Most thought that he's some inimical king, or an inimical coward boy, or whatever, that we've come to kill him or fight with him. But they saw him. Sakshat. Everyone. Duryodhan and Shakuni and everyone saw. 5,000 years ago, but they didn't understand. Now, the same Vrindavan that was seen by, and even demons would see Krishna, they would come to Vrindavan, they would see Krishna. They're demons. Not that they didn't see Krishna. Agasura saw Krishna, Bhutana saw Krishna. And they were killed by Krishna, right? So that same Vrindavan where Krishna was seen and having prakat lila, he's still there, and it's called aprakat. It's not seen. Now, no one sees, but not no one sees, most everyone doesn't see, but those that have bhakti vilochan have the special vilochan. Lochan means eye, vi means vishesh lochan. The special eye, what kind of eye? The eye coated with devotion. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadeva Radiation Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sandurma Chintya Gunasurupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma says that the requisite to see Krishna is Prema Anjan. Premanjan, you say Kajal? Anjan. Kajal. So when the eyes are coated with Prema, you're sitting in Vrindavan and you're chanting Shuddha Nam and you're meditating on your Siddhadeha, and then you enter the Leela. It's called Leela Pravesh. You enter Aprakat Dham, Aprakat Leela. And you see the pastimes. So someone on that level will see and hear the conversation that we're going to hear right now. Subal sympathetically listened to Krishna's mournful words and then replied, O Agasura, or Agari rather, O Agari, killer of Aga, as soon as Radhika, for whom you were searching and who is praised by the three worlds, saw you, she lost her patience. Because what was described is that what we read before is that when Krishna was revealing his mind to Subal, he said, in the afternoon when we were coming back with the cows and herding the cows, I saw a most beautiful girl, a most beautiful person in the Nikunjas as we were walking on the path. And I was glancing at her, and all of a sudden she disappeared. And my heart is throbbing in separation. I'm so much yearning. And so now to sympathize, Krishna is saying what Radharani's response was to seeing him that afternoon. As soon as Radhika, for whom you were searching, and who is praised by the three worlds, saw you, she lost her patience. She felt great pain in her heart, and she rolled on the ground in ecstasy. Tears streamed over Radha's body as she cried, "Dear friend," the Sakis, feeling empathetic for Radha's disturbed condition, said, "Oh, slender-waisted Radha, Mukunda has come to make you happy." Because Radharani, she saw Krishna passing on the road, and he saw her briefly. And then he went behind the cows, and then she fainted. And the gopis, to revive her, rather than using ammonia, put some ammonia under the nose or some kind of smelling salt. They're a little tricky. The gopis are a little tricky. So they said, "Oh, Radha, Mukunda has come to make you happy." Radha, regaining consciousness, excitedly asked, "Where is that ocean of Ras? Where is he?" He wasn't there. They just used that to wake her up. The Sakis made Radha stare into the dark night, and they said, "He's there, just see, he's there." Radha mistook the darkness for you, and she became pacified and covered her body with cloth out of bashfulness. So when she woke up, well, by now it was already sunset because Krishna's coming back in the evening with the cows. Now it's dark. So then Radharani says, "Where is Krishna?" I say, "He's there." And then she looks, and it's all darkness, and Krishna's also Sham. And now it's Shamko. You say, Shamko Ratko, right? So now it's Shamko. It's Shamko. It's a time of Sham. It's darkness. Not heavy darkness, but darkness. Early darkness. So when Radharani sees that darkness, she's seeing Shamko, she's seeing Sham. Sham Darshan. And then she's feeling some Lajeshri, some shyness. And then she covers herself. Oh, I'm seeing. This is her, it's called Prem Brahm, the bewilderment of Prem. Indra Prabha continued. So now, this is all Indra Prabha is describing to Radha in Varsana. Sometimes if you're not reading the whole thing, you can't follow what's going on. "O Radha, Krishna cried large teardrops of love after hearing Subal's narration of your suffering this afternoon in separation. I was near Krishna performing service in Nandagram, and when he saw me, he anxiously looked at me and said with great longing, 'Hey, Sakhi, go quickly to Barsana and ask Radhika to meet me tonight beneath the desire tree on the bank of the Yamuna.'" Then Indra Prabha continues narrating what she saw in Nandagam to Radha. "When Yashoda told Dhanishta to feed Tulsi and Kasturi Manjari, Dhanishta said, 'What to speak of eating? These Manjaris, Tulsi and Kasturi, they won't even touch water until Radha has eaten.'" Because many Manjaris were there in Nandagram in the evening time serving Krishna, and some Sakis were there, but not Radha. And then Yashoda knows that the Sakis, she wants to give them Krishna's remnants after he's had dinner. So then she says, give them Manjaris, they look hungry, give them." And then Dhanishta, who lives there, basically lives in Nandagram to serve Krishna and Yashoda in those pastimes there. She's kind of like in a mixture of rasas, like Sakhi Bhav and also Vatsalya Bhav, like a mother. Then she says, "Oh no, these Manjaris, they won't eat anything but Radha's remnants. Krishna eats, then Radha eats, then the Sakis eat, then the Manjaris eat. They won't even touch water unless Radha has drunk that water. They want Radha's prasadi water." Yashoda, appreciating Tulsi Manjari's attachment to you, Radha, lovingly said, "Listen, Tulsi, quickly take the rice and sabjis, the Mahaprasad, to Radha and her Sakis." Then Dhanishta Sakhi cheerfully packed the rice and sabjis along with Krishna's remnants given by Rohini in a big basket and gave it to Tulsi. After Tulsi left Nandagram to go to Barsana to give these remnants to Krishna, Dhanishta privately informed Subal of your evening rendezvous spot. She then gave him the pan you made earlier for Krishna. So tomorrow we'll hear about how Nanda Maharaj entertains Krishna, evening entertainment in Nanda Bhavan. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki, Radharasvi Hari Ki. Jai.